I'm almost scared to ask because you've been so good here lately.
Yes.
What are you driving this with?
Well, this was interesting because I get the press fleet, okay, and so I take what they bring me and bless their little hearts, and I appreciate it. And the driver called me, Harold, I'm out here in your driveway, and I went, great. And I go out in the driveway, and I go, where is it? And he said, it won't fit in your driveway. And I go, what? And I go around to the front of my house. Are you kidding me? Surprising, it's a 21 model, but it, you know, it is okay. 2021 Mercedes Sprinter, 2500 cargo van. 170-inch wheelbase on this thing. It was 24 feet long. Right? I went, okay, I'm going to take that to the mall. So I had to figure out, you know, where I was going to take it. But this thing screams upfitting. The interior of it is massive, just absolutely massive. The width will fit in a normal parking slot, but obviously the length is what you got to be careful about. But, I mean, it is what it is, and they've done a great job. It's got a 3-liter V6 turbo diesel made into a 7-speed transmission. Puts out 188 horsepower, but good torque. So the payload in it is 4,000 pounds, and it'll tow 5,000. So it's got, you know, a lot of the goodies on it. 16-inch steel wheels, okay. Adaptive stability control. It's got also a wind control that will cut down your accelerator and what have you if you get in a crosswind for safety.
This is a Mercedes cargo van.
The Sprinter. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't this the one that people will buy and do a conversion?
That's the thing, yeah. So, the plumber or the cargo thing or that surf buggy you always wanted, Bill.
Yeah.
Right? Camping rig. You know, just capable. And it's got all the safety stuff, obviously, you're going to expect. And roof rails on top of it. I mean, haul a bunch of stuff in this thing. This thing was a screaming blue color. I mean, it's really a standout.
Okay, but it's only 180 horsepower?
188. Diesel.
Okay.
So you got the torque.
So, I mean, performance-wise, I mean, how does that equate? Did the performance was good?
Yeah, it's putting my foot in it, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was okay. I mean, it wasn't a screaming 5-liter V8 like you got in a Mustang, but no, I mean, it was good. You can pass and stuff like that, and really steady, very quiet, because it got a lot of insulation, and this thing, the cabin was separated from the back end of the thing, so it was very, very comfortable. And interestingly, too, I mean, it was 48, the one I had with some extra goodies, had a comfort package and other stuff, was 50.
Yeah,
and so as a starting point on something like that, you can really get carried away.
Well, I was going to ask about what plumber you knew that would buy a Mercedes as their service vehicle.
Well, Sprinters are very popular, though. I mean, they have been, and this thing again, like I say, it's got so much space in it. You look at it and go, okay, now what am I going to do with it? Probably you'll know what you're going to do with it before you get one, but
right.
It's very, very capable. So anyway. Now, I'd probably go out there and look for a deal. Since, again, let's say this was a 2021, Mercedes Sprinter 2500 cargo van, and neat package for the money. Brilliant.
All right. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
For all y'all that want to have your own rig that you can drive down the highway, pull your boat, then camp, in your van
you've
converted,
Tons of space.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, TC3, Tom Claycomb III. He's here. He's got a report on SHOT Show.